WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain gainers. It's Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking those mental superpowers. And today, we're diving into something that affects all of us: stress and anxiety. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, just chasing the next deadline or trying to keep all the plates spinning? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon for taming those feelings and finding some inner calm? It's called mindfulness, and trust me, it's way more accessible than you think. So buckle up, because in just 5 minutes, we're going to explore how mindfulness can become your superpower against stress and anxiety, giving you a clearer mind and a calmer you. First things first, let's get real about what mindfulness is. It's not about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master living on a mountaintop. Think of it as paying attention to the present moment, like really being there, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and even those physical sensations without judgment. It's about observing your inner world with curiosity, like you're watching a fascinating movie unfolding. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of mindfulness. Number 1. Start small. You don't need to meditate for hours on end. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can make a huge difference. Think of it as mini mental workouts throughout your day, taking those moments to simply breathe deeply and notice how your body feels. Second, practice being aware of your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Engaging with your senses helps ground you in the present moment, pulling you away from those anxious thoughts that tend to spiral out of control. Imagine yourself savoring a cup of coffee, feeling its warmth in your hands, inhaling its aroma, tasting its richness on your tongue. It's these simple moments that matter. Third, label your emotions. Instead of letting feelings like stress or anxiety just wash over you, try acknowledging them with words. Say to yourself, I'm feeling anxious right now, or this situation is causing me some stress. By putting a name to your emotions, you start to gain control over them instead of letting them control you. Number 4, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving perfection, it's about progress, not pressure. There will be days when your mind feels like a runaway train that's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment whenever you notice yourself getting caught up in anxious thoughts. And finally, number 5, remember that consistency is key. Like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Make it a habit to weave these practices into your daily routine, even if it's just for a few minutes at a time. The more you practice, the easier it becomes, and the more you'll reap those benefits of reduced stress and increased calm. Okay, let's bring this all to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're about to give a presentation, that pit in your stomach, the racing heart, the butterflies taking flight. Now, instead of letting anxiety take over, try this. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Notice the feeling of your feet on the ground, the chair beneath you. Acknowledge those feelings of nervousness as they arise. I'm feeling nervous right now, but then gently redirect your attention to the present moment and the task at hand. By practicing mindfulness in that moment, you can navigate those nerves with more grace and confidence. So there you have it, Brain Gainers, 5 powerful ways to use mindfulness to reduce stress and anxiety. Remember, it's about showing up for yourself, being kind to your mind, and finding this moment of peace amidst the chaos. Now, go out there and make today a little more mindful. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of calm. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback means the world. And join me tomorrow for another Brain Gain session. Keep that mind sharp and focused.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.